The school choice program lets low-income families use public dollars to send their kids to private schools. Right now, enrollment in the program is nearing the state-imposed limit of about 15,000 students. Governor Jim Doyle's administration has proposed reorganizing the program once it hits that cap so that some private schools would take on more kids and others would lose them. Principal Donna Schmidt of the Milwaukee-based Prince of Peace School told lawmakers she'd lose 60 students under that scenario.
I ask you, I beg you, to have a one-year reprieve from the cap so that I don't have to look at these 60 kids and say you're not back next year.
The legislature's budget committee signed off on that reprieve yesterday. It passed a plan that would completely lift enrollment caps for a year and establish a new ceiling based on the number of kids who sign up while the program is open. GOP Senator Alberta Darling of River Hills says this will give parents what they're asking for.
In general, parent satisfaction is really high, and that's telling us something why we're butting up against the cap. That means parents are saying, I want that opportunity.
Critics say the expansion will only hurt the Milwaukee public school system. Douglas County Senate Democrat Robert Jouk says it also does nothing to help out poor children elsewhere in the state.
It is patently clear that this legislation is being pushed through so that there can be favorite treatment for some children in this state, while conditions in public education are going to be delayed, deferred, ignored.
The full state legislature and the governor must sign off on the plan for it to become law. Governor Doyle vetoed a similar proposal the last time it came up. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.